to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How did Rick Santorum actually vote? Santorum voted to raise the debt limit 5 times and for billions in wasteful projects, including the Bridge to Nowhere. In a single session, Santorum co-sponsored 51 bills to increase spending and 0 to cut spending. Santorum even voted to raise his own pay and joined Hillary Clinton to let convicted felons vote. Rick Santorum, big spender, Washington insider.
That's the latest ad from Mitt Romney, actually from his super PAC, attacking Santorum, Rick Santorum, as a Washington insider. That's our concern on the countdown as we get started this hour. Doug Steffen here with Welcome In. Let's go immediately to a discussion on Fox with Gretchen Carlson, Brian Kilmeade, and Steve Ducey. They have Sarah Palin on, talking about Romney's response to Palin's comments that he's not conservative enough.
You earlier, I think it was on Sunday, had said that maybe he wasn't conservative enough for you. We got him to respond to that. Let's see what he said.
I'm not quite sure what she'd be referring to. I'm pro-life, pro-traditional marriage. I believe in the Second Amendment.
Right.
As governor, I balance the budget every year I was in office, put in place a $2 billion rainy day fund, cut taxes 19 times.
Oh, well, what I'll explain to him, though, was what I meant is this general statement about 70% of GOP and independent voters are not yet convinced of who it should be, who can contrast themselves, their solutions that they will propose to get our country back on the right track, contrast that with Obama's failed policies. And a lot of that has to do with what inherently they feel about government. Mm-hmm. Will they at this point in the ballgame know to just instinctively turn right, turn to constitutional conservative principles? And I think the majority of us are not yet convinced that not just he, but that any of the candidates yet are the one who will best be that contrast
to
Obama.
So is Governor Romney conservative enough?
You know, that's subjective. And
for you?
It is. A lot of this has to do with somebody's past. You know, were they pro-abortion before, and now perhaps they're pro-life? And what allowed that switch, kind of that flip-flop? How have their positions evolved over the years? Were they pro-big government, pro-increase of taxes back then? And where are they now? So it's subjective when you try to measure somebody's conservative quotient. And he's had some articulate explanations, though, as to why he has changed. He has said that as he's grown older, he's become more conservative. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the idea that the Republican Party seems to be split on this exact topic? And a lot of it comes down to what people deem the establishment candidate versus, I guess, the more conservative candidate. How do you see it?
Well, I see the establishment as anybody who is embracing still the status quo. What's going on there in Washington, where too many folks are thinking that government is the solution instead of many of us believing government is much of the problem. Allow the private sector to grow and to prosper and hire more people by getting government out of the way. Those who don't agree with that, much of the time they're part of the establishment because they're doing just fine. You know, they kind of get their benefits and they get their power and their titles. So those who are a part of that, I think we need to throw those folks out and we need to replace them with more constitutionally conservative, common sense folks who just understand what it's going to take to allow a free market to be, allow it to grow, allow it to thrive.
The thing, we have two segments with you, is I do want to get your take on what seems to be a compromise on the payroll tax holiday, because I can imagine how you feel about it, but I want to speak to the presidential race. Something happened. The race last time around was about the Iraq War. The Iraq War got a little bit better and the economy got worse, so it switched. Do you sense that this race is switching from the economy, even though there's still some dire signs, to culture,
well,
to social?
It's not mutually exclusive, fiscal and social issues in this country, and we need to discuss both. Don't forget, though, these national security issues, I believe, are paramount, and they will be in the next few
months.
But
do you believe the American people are thinking like that? They don't seem to be thinking national security and defense.
Much of it has to do with what the media is portraying and helping to educate the public in terms of what the issues are that need to be concentrated on. I think because about 90% of the mainstream media is in Obama's pocket, they're going to portray and talk about those things that the Obama administration wants to talk about. And they'll skate from talking about some national security issues right now because things are not going well with Obama's naivete when it comes to what it is that we need to do to keep our homeland safe.
Talk, talk, talk. It's all about what he said, she said. Interesting, right? More on this sort of thing coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown in just a few moments.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from and even the emotion that's involved in it we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GOPers. Here's host Michael Patrick Shields with Michigan Republican Party Chairman Bobby Szostak about how important the Michigan primary may shape up to be.
It was just a few weeks ago when people were wondering, well, how relevant is Michigan going to be? This primary decision for the GOP could be wrapped up by the time we get here, and suddenly that is not the case.
No, it's not. It's got quite exciting. Obviously, the surge that Rick Santorum had in the last few weeks has obviously brought him into Michigan with a lot of energy, and he's appealing to a great number of folks across the state.
Now, I think in your role as party chair, you don't endorse a particular candidate, true?
That's correct.
You will, however, welcome Mitt Romney to Grand Rapids today. They're calling it a welcome home party for him. And then he'll be in Detroit, and there'll be lots of events coming sort of rolling, and Rick Santorum will be here, too. We're going to speak with Newt Gingrich on Friday and Ron Paul on the program, too. To what do you attribute to the fact that people in Michigan seem to have suddenly and dramatically gone cold on Mitt Romney?
Well, I don't know if they've gone cold. I don't really see it that way. I just think that Rick Santorum is coming in with a lot of momentum, a lot of energy. He connects well with conservative blue-collar voters. His Pennsylvania background aligns well, I think, with a lot of folks in Michigan. Mitt has obviously strong Michigan ties, and they consider him, the local favorite. That it will remain to be seen, but I think that overall, we are accomplishing, I think, what we were hoping to, is that Michigan will play a pivotal role in this election, and they're all getting ready to go into Super Tuesday, the week following our primary, and we are the first of really the Midwestern blue-collar manufacturing states, and coming out of Michigan and winning some delegates and going into Super Tuesday gives a candidate a lot of important momentum and an ability to claim some bragging rights to attracting the Republican vote.
And there are some Republicans who worried initially that if it was a long, brutal primary fight, that the candidate, whichever, would, you know, emerged bloodied and bruised for a big fight with President Obama in the general. And then some of them, like Sarah Palin, said, you know what, I hope this vetting process goes on for a while. I want to see the metal of these candidates. Which camp are you in? Would you rather have some unity, or do you like the idea that we're going to go to Super Tuesday and maybe beyond?
I think the fact that we're given the candidates and we're giving the public an opportunity to see a great deal about the candidates, peel away at the onion, so to speak, and get underneath and understand where they stand on issues of jobs and the economy, spending and debt, and solutions toward it, that is a good thing. I don't think it's really extending that much longer than perhaps other campaigns and other cycles. The reality is that, you know, some of these names are new to Michigan and other states. Others are well known. Some have a favorite, others don't. And I think the fact that we're across the country seeing vibrant primaries with good turnouts, lots of debates, lots of discussion in the media, at the end of the day, good for Republicans, good for the outcome, and all about beating Barack Obama.
Here are two talk radio people named Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Meghan McCain. Yes, the daughter of Senator McCain, about Newt Gingrich and why he doesn't seem to want to drop out of the race already.
Why will Newt not drop out of the race? I mean, it's kind of sort of, the writing's on the wall, it's kind of sort of over, he just refuses to go away.
I know, on The Five today, and I don't watch The Five, but I saw a clip of it on Mediaite today, that they apparently said on the show that if he ever drops out, it's going to be like the prom scene in Carrie, and like his head's going to come off,
and
he's going to kill anyone, and I was like, why didn't I come up with that? That is such a good metaphor
for
what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, but you know what's weird, though? I mean, you ask why he hasn't dropped out. We can say the same thing about Rick Santorum. Why hasn't he dropped out? Now, I know Mac and I don't like the polls and all that stuff. There's another poll that shows him that he's the leader, and I know that Romney's ahead with that kind of thing, but you can say the same thing about Santorum.
Right.
He didn't drop out, and he was way down before Newt. So maybe I'm changing my thought. I still like Mitt. I hope he's the nominee, but maybe nobody should drop out because
it's still anybody's ballgame.
He's still not the guy yet. Mitt's still not the guy. Is that right?
I think they should drop out. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I'm so exhausted with this election cycle, and I think it's doing such bad things for Republicans. I mean, I was looking around here when I was driving. There are no campaign signs anywhere. Hmm. Do you see any new Gingrich or Romney signs?
Not
I
yet.
Saw a few Ron Paul.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it's this reflection of just how exhausted everyone is with this election cycle. And
But Romney did have a rally in Mesa. I mean, there are troops on the ground here for the Arizona primary.
And in Mesa. I mean, you know, I was driving around in Phoenix. No, I think there's a lot of support for him here. I think he will win here on the 28th. I don't know. I just think there's something about Santorum, you know, alleging that he may have bought votes at CPAC and who's the most conservative and who's, I just think, you know, in the general election, it's going to do a lot of damage.
What do you think the difference is between your generation, you know, somebody who's under 30 and say somebody who's over 50 or 60? When somebody says, I'm the candidate that will blank, what does somebody your age say versus somebody, you know, your dad or somebody who's a little older versus what they say?
Well, I was going to make a joke that if you believe Ron Paul, it has to do with weed, but I will not belittle my generation.
Right.
I think, honestly, with 60-year-olds and 30-year-olds, no matter what age, I think it's all about jobs and the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I think no matter what age you're in. And I've talked to people, I was sitting next to a man on a plane yesterday, and we were talking about how he's scared for jobs, and he's in his 50s.
Up next, the payroll tax cut deal. That's up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICstampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A few more moments to think about this payroll tax cut extension. And here's Talk host Tom Rotan with Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia about the details of this $100 billion deal to extend the payroll tax cuts through the end of the year, at least.
Take us back to the end of the year last year. This thing got extended through the end of February, and now Congress needs to act here and come up with a way to extend this for a year, I'm guessing. Right now, it seems like maybe the Republicans are compromising, as from what I'm reading in some of the stories. But how are you going to pay for this thing?
Well, there's a couple things going on here. There's the payroll tax extension was extended through, really, it expires at the end of this week. It's $100 billion, and it's a tax, you know, it's relief for everybody. And, you know, there's a wage earner that pays into Social Security. So, you know, it's something that I voted for in the past, and so I'm looking at it again. It is not offset with spending cuts, and that has been a bone of contention between Republicans and Democrats. There's also an unemployment issue that's on there, and also the doctor fix, because the doctors are going to take a 27% cut in their Medicare reimbursements if we don't do something. So we got a couple moving parts. I think a compromise was reached. We're having a conference this morning, and I'll know more about it. You know, I think that we've got to look at this issue has become so politicized that, you know, we probably need to, you know, move it out of the way and get on to the bigger questions of job creation and starting the economy and all those kinds of things. So I don't know where it's going to end up, honestly. I was surprised when they announced that there was a compromise that had been reached.
Yeah, what do you have to have in this bill for you to support it?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, before I had expressed some concerns about whether we're going to pay for this, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be looking at extending the tax cuts from the Bush era at the end of this year, and I don't think we can offset those. So, I think that, you know, I'm going to have to look and see where there are savings and how this is going to influence the Social Security Trust Fund, or that doesn't exist, but the Social Security Fund. Those are the kinds of things I'm going to be looking at.
Talk radio callers want to be heard on this, and it's your turn.
First of all, I do not want my taxes raised at all anymore, okay? That's number one. Number two, I do not want the unemployment system in this country turned into another welfare system. And that's exactly what's happening right now. I expect these politicians to get out there and do something to help the people. Now, I'm a Democrat for Ron Paul. And the reason is because he will stop this. He will do his best to stop this. But he will need the help of the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate and the Congress.
This whole thing is a charade. It's, you know, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, we're
giving people a break on their taxes, but it's just, creating a deficit in Social Security. I know the optics aren't good as a Republican, but it can be explained, and it needs to be explained over and over. Obama's continuously throwing out these little goodies for people without the people actually understanding what the detriment is, what the downside is. And it just needs to be explained. We need to stop this insanity of spending, and hopefully in November 2012 we can stop Obama.
I am retired. I am 65. I'll be 65 this year. I retired at the age of 62. And I've never sat at home and waited on the government to give me a handout with anything. But you know what? Sometimes people need help. And when we need help, we have to step back and look back and help someone. God tells us, so much is given, much is required. It's time right now. President Obama do not want to spend and just give away. That's not the idea. The idea is that we are going through a bad time in America right now. Under the Bush policies that the Republicans do not want to acknowledge. Take responsibility for what you do. Brush yourself off. Get up and move on.
How about more of these calls? 800-510-8255 to get in the queue. Plus the Obama budget. All up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage. With formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life.
but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the way that a lot of people around the country get themselves caught up on what they like listening to on the radio, and you find a lot of it. You can follow at DougStephan.com as well. We're having a rare show of bipartisan agreement here this week. Congressional leaders have phrased a deal to extend a payroll tax cut and extra jobless benefits through the end of this year. The deal came together after House Republicans conceded that the roughly $100 billion payroll tax cut would not have to be paid for with spending cuts. Both parties seem to want to put this issue to rest. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, said the House is expected to vote on the bill later on this week. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Democrats are pleased with the package. What about you? Are you pleased with this payroll tax cut extension? We've asked a number of you to line up in the queue, 800-510-8255, with your feelings about this. We'll start with Kevin listening in Eau Claire on WAYY.
I'm glad to see they did something, but it just seems to me like our government doesn't have a plan. We're just throwing things at the wall and hoping something works. We've got positions from the Republicans and positions from the Democrats. One deals with it. All of a sudden, the deficit has become the most important issue to the people on the right, and I'm not sure what the left has got. I think they've got all kinds of different ideas and don't have a plan. But this deficit has been rung up since the Reagan years, and now all of a sudden to say we're in a recession, we need to fix it, I think is not sound economic ideas, and I think it's politics. And I blame both parties. I think they better get together and get working, or go home and let somebody else take care of business, because the infighting isn't fixing a thing. It's just ratcheting up a bunch of emotion, but isn't solving our problem.
Taking care of business is important. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the sort of news talk edge that people get each day, a summary of the comings and goings of conversation on hundreds of radio programs on dozens and dozens of radio stations around the country. Pretty unusual. Let's go down to Louisiana, where Al has thoughts about the payroll tax cut deal.
It's going to benefit some, and it's going to hurt the economy in one way, but it's going to benefit the people that, you know, $40 is not that much money to you and I, maybe, but to a lot of people, it's a little step in the right direction. The fact that it's going to use a little bit more money out of the budget, that we're a little bit more in debt. With the trillions of dollars that we owe, I don't think it's that much. So we're at the point now that we have to help the people instead of worry about the little bit of money that is going to hurt in the overall economy.
In the scheme of things, hey, sir? All right, thank you. 800-510-8255. What sort of struggling, is this a struggle, all of this a struggle for you when it comes to being at the precipice of whether to pull the plug or going bankruptcy, the amount of money you get in your paycheck, keep you afloat? For a lot of people, it certainly does. The conversation continues here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Eric in New York State.
I wanted to speak to a lot of the people that are claiming that people that are collecting these benefits are some way, you know, contributing to the government, turning the system into some sort of welfare giveaway, and turning unemployment into a welfare giveaway. It's a joke. I mean, a lot of that unemployment money that people receive goes back into the system. And in addition to that, I mean, who complains about corporate welfare when these corporate corporations receive tons of money and tons of tax subsidies from the government? And in addition to that, I mean, unemployment benefits have a clear and defined expiration date, so it's not like you can collect, you know, in perpetuity. At some point they end, and at that point when they end, you're pretty much thrown to the wolves without any sort of income. So, again, I can speak to the people that I've been on both sides of the fence, as the previous caller said, and again, I just want to let people know out there that it's very easy to claim that it's, you know, you need to get off your butt and things of that nature. But again, it's in one way helping the economy, and it's another way helping people that have no other options do something for their families, pay their rents. And again, these things also stimulate the economy. I wish people could also realize the big effect that that sort of thing has.
All right, yeah, there are a lot of things we need to realize. Are we really clued into this? Are you really paying attention to this issue? Jobless benefits will also be extended 10 more months as part of this compromise to fix the payroll tax cut problem. Sid, listening down in Georgia, we want to hear from you. Sid, go ahead.
I'm basically calling to speak about the tax cut and also the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. As far as the tax cuts, they need to make the new tax cuts permanent. We need help out here. I'm not on any kind of public relief. I'm trying my best to take care of my family. Going back to John F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy spent 5 years. He had 5 years in office, and he helped the economy. Johnson had two. Nixon took 4 years. Carter had four. I'm not going to go down the complete list, but totally, the Democrats have held office for 14 years. The Republicans have held office for 28 years, almost consecutively. They have destroyed the economy. You know, they made the rich richer. I'm not asking for anything that we do not deserve. I pay taxes, you know. We just need help. That's the only thing that we're asking. You know, we don't want a hand out. We need a hand up.
Sounds like the words of John F. Kennedy. I don't think, sir, you have quite the handle on, you use the word hand, so I'm going to give you a handle on how long each of these presidents served, but otherwise, your points were impassioned, and that's what we like here in the conversation, passion always, along with some facts and interesting thoughts on your opinions. That's what carries the day. That's why you get on the air to express yourself at 800-510-8255. Willie over in Indiana with his, I guess there's a believability question here. Go ahead, sir.
But it's payroll tax cut. That's no more. We're asking no more than to give us what you all are getting, you politicians. You hide money overseas and pay 15% tax on it, while the rest of the Americans that are working are paying 38%. But then when it comes time for us to receive something for what we've put in, you all want to cry and make a fuss out of it. We deserve it. We're not asking for handouts. Those of us that these people are talking about sitting on our butts, we're only asking for what back for what we've put in, a part of it anyway.
All right.
800-510-8255. I don't think there was a whole lot of disagreement. It was sort of interesting when you go back and listen to the discussion from late last year, all these people arguing about all of this stuff, and then the Republicans seemed to have caved, and the Democrats said, look, we told you Obama was our leader. He's the leader. He can get this done. And now there hasn't really been a whole lot of discussion about it here. With the big money behind. You gotta always follow the money. 800-510-8255. Let's see, Elizabeth in New York, what do you think?
I listen to these people talk about entitlements. They are not entitlements. They are money that we put in there. And because the people that we elected were dishonest and did whatever they did with the money, we're left holding the bag, and we're supposed to be punished for it. They forget that we had our payroll taxes taken out. We had the Social Security, the Medicare. I'm on Medicare. I'm on Social Security. I paid into that. I also paid into my state pension. But that doesn't stop my property taxes go up, my school taxes go up, and my income stays the same.
800-510-8255. We're discussing the payroll tax cut. The way the members of Congress are patting themselves on the back, must have been really tough to reach a tentative deal on extending these payroll tax cuts for 10 months. Republicans wanted to offset the roughly $100 billion cost with spending cuts, but the Democrats were demanding tax increases. So what to do? How about nothing? That's what this seems to boil down to. Charlie's listening to the countdown in Norfolk, Virginia. So let's hear your thoughts on all of this. Deals on top of deals, Charlie. Go ahead.
I think that this tax cut that President Obama is putting out there saying the average person saving $40 a week is deceiving. Because it's only a 2% tax cut, and to save $40 a week, that's $2,000 a week that you're paying. Now, if we're paying 2% less every week in your pay, or in Social Security, what about on the other end when it comes time to retire? Well, for this amount of time, you've been paying 2% less. Now it comes time to collect. You're going to get that 2% less in Social Security when you go to get it back. So, I mean, this is all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Let's go to the actual income tax and leave the Social Security system alone.
Yeah, you think the smoke and mirrors, that surprises you?
No, it doesn't. I'm not surprised after seeing 3 years of this guy just telling anything to just make it look like he's doing something great. He hasn't done anything that's worth talking about.
All right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. Debate continues. Here's Steve on the countdown. Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
All right. What's on your mind?
I'd just like to say it's another election ploy. Obama's tax and spend, like every other Democrat in the history of politics. Republicans are going along because it's an election year. But all of a sudden...
Well, you know, in fairness, the Republicans have had, and you may have heard some of this stuff when you go back through, and if you've heard the Napolitano. What's Napolitano's first name? I forget it. Andrew, that's it. If you go to DougStephan.com, you can find the audio from his weekend diatribe about whether there's a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. His theory is there isn't. I'm with him. And you go back to Ronald Reagan. Everybody loved him. That's swell. He did a lot of things to spend your money. So has every Democrat and Republican from that point forward. So there really isn't. I mean, it's nice and it sounds cool. And if you have the party, all the talking points, you know, the Democrats are bad, Republicans are good. They're all bad, sir. They're all, the party system in this country is completely broken, and
yes,
that's why we have the problem that we have. It isn't all the Democrats.
Yes, but what's the answer?
The answer is to, in the short term, elect somebody like Ron Paul and to get rid of the two-party system, to do like the Israelis do, have as many parties as there are enough people to represent what the various thoughts are around the country, and not to have the system that we have, the primary system that we have, that takes things apart one state by one state ought to be that the chance you have to vote in a primary is the same as the chance that I have the way it is right now after the Super Tuesday election, the primary election.
I agree with you. I believe we should have a national referendum on most things, but then who's going to run it? You know,
well,
we'll figure that out.
We have a constitutional convention. 36 states agree on a way. It's happened before. There are plenty of amendments to the Constitution. It can be done again. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. More up and coming, including a discussion of the budget. If you want to talk about the budget the president has presented, now's a good time for you to line up for that. 800-510-8255.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ugh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
800-510-8255. Susan in Wisconsin.
I am all for this, you know, payback, you know, through your wages. But I just have one comment. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that a party calls themselves Christian, and then they can turn around and refuse to help the American people. You know, they talk about they're against abortions, but yet they don't care about women's rights. You know, that's wrong. They don't care how many people don't have health insurance and how many will die from that. That's not important. Let's get rid of this health care bill.
All right, Susan, let me interrupt. I get the gist here. Republicans call themselves Christians and are against the payroll tax cut extension are hypocrites. Got it. Okay, the budget, your calls on the proposal from the president up next year on the Countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our countdown. Doug Steffen here, turning our attention to the brew. There's a brouhaha. President's just released budget. A lot of talk show people are focused on this. A lot of listeners are. Is it much more than a campaign speech? A lot of people are asking that question. What problem do you have with the president's budget proposal, if any? You think it's great? That's swell. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Bob in Louisiana isn't enamored with it.
It's just like the last time he made his budget. He's just playing with the people. He's done it ever since he's been in. It's just... he knew that it would never pass, so that's why he can say, well, they didn't pass my budget, and then he can blame the Republicans. It's just the same old thing all the time. He just plays with the country, with the people in the country. And they're not smart enough, I guess, to realize what in the world he is doing. He doesn't care one iota about the people.
All right, Marvin in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, what do you care about, sir?
Well, I care about the additional spending in the budget. I've listened to a lot of the callers call in saying that we need our money back. And the problem with that is that our money has already been spent. Any new programs, any new spending that comes out of the budget or the payroll tax cut or anywhere else from the government is new spending. So what we already owe as the citizenry of the United States, we are just adding to, just like you charge to a credit card. So the thought that the government has money to send us
is just erroneous.
It goes on and on and on and on. Doesn't it sound like the same discussion all the time? You're right, sir. Thanks for your opinion and your call to 800-510-8255. Up to Michigan and Pam, please.
When Bush came in the office, we had a surplus. He raised the taxes and then started a war. And taxes had never been, cut the taxes. And taxes had never been cut in time of war. So they should immediately have put those taxes back in. So now that the economy is bad, the middle class is doing worse, but the top percent is doing just fine and making a lot of profits. So their taxes need to go back up to the rates of when Clinton was in office. And I'm tired of them saying that those are the job creators. If that's the point, we would have jobs. We don't have jobs. And they keep saying that. And during that time when he cut it, I think Bush administration only created 1 million jobs. So this is ridiculous to keep saying they're the job creators. If they were job creators, they'd be creating jobs and we wouldn't be. But you got to have jobs to get revenue. So that's what we need to do.
We gotta have jobs, lots and lots and lots of jobs. Claude, please, take it away.
When you add Social Security and Medicare into the mix, we're paying for that. That's our money. And when they start talking about privatizing, because the government is taking our money and using it elsewhere, they don't want to put it back in the pool. And this is their plan here. And we're going to keep paying and paying and paying. They want to make good cuts. Let's start with Homeland Security. For the job that they're doing, our borders aren't secure. Our ports aren't secure. Nothing's secure. And people are coming in like at will. And let's cut the environmental, because they're the ones that's stopping oil. So, I mean, there's a lot of cuts in Washington, and let's put it this way. For the job Congress and the Senate are doing as Republican or Democrat, whatever, let them take cuts.
Finish from James in Alabama.
Back in 94, our total budget was $1.3 trillion. You know, now we're talking that much in debt, and back in 1984, our total debt was around $1.3 trillion. So, yeah, I think all of us have lost sight of, how fast everything has grown just in the last few years, and I think that Congress and the President, both sides of the aisles, have really lost sight of massive growth over the last few years.
All right, there's a wrap on the Talk Radio Review for this hour. I'm